At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Well, it's been work, it's been vacation, and he's back with us. Our guy Chip Scoggins, Monday regular right at this time. Read his excellent column in the Star Tribune on a regular basis. Did you travel a little bit? Did you hang out? What did you do?
Yeah, we went to Chicago.
Okay.
For a four-day getaway to see the two oldest kids. I have one living there and working there and another interning there. So they got dad to buy him a bunch of dinners and go to a bunch of bars. I don't think it's an intentional bar crawl, but we did one on 4th of July.
Nice.
I saw all their favorite spots, let's say that.
Okay. And what did you think?
I think you said it, and I've repeated it. It's hard to top Chicago in the summer.
It's the best summer city in America.
The neighborhood they live in and places they go. To be 20 something again. I was definitely the oldest. So I got this. So my wife and I'm not going to say the fast food place we stopped at, but we're driving there and we stop and have lunch and order and sit down, and we realize the teenage person running the cash register gave us the 65 and older discount.
Hey!
Without asking.
Nothing wrong with saving a little money.
I'll take that $1.47. I don't care if I look 65 or 70.
Were you tempted to go up there and say, how old do you think I am?
No, we had a good laugh about it though, but it was didn't even ask, just assumed, just look, took one look at my gray hair and said, this person's clearly over 65. This is a senior citizen.
That's funny. That's good. Okay, let's get back to Chicago. So, four bars. That's my guess, Dave. How many bars did Chip and his wife go with the kids? I'm going four bars.
On an unintentional bar crawl. Was this an all-day thing? Couple hours? What are we talking?
That's asking too many questions.
All right, fine. I won't ask any more questions. Yeah. I'm going to take the over. I'm going to say at least five.
This was 4th of July, and we, counting the dinner spot, six.
Wow, that's impressive. For a man who's 68 years old, that's really good.
Yes. Do you get the discount on all of them?
Yeah, exactly. Chip's got a new fake ID. We have the fake IDs. Kidding, that's the legal age. He's got the senior citizen fake ID. Oh,
they're bringing me coffee. They're bringing me coffee. It was fun, though. We started at the one, and they were playing, you know, so they had the NASCAR race was in town, which is, we walked down there to see where they do that. But then the Cardinals, you know, obviously a huge rival there in town. So we started out in Wrigleyville at a fun spot there, watched the end of the Cubs-Cards game there, and just kind of made our way around the north side there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Text me. I've been saying this for a while. Chicago, the best summer city in America. If you disagree, what is another contender for the best summer city in America? 651-461-9226. Okay. After living here, how long were you in Chicago?
Just 2 years, and I did it completely wrong. We were like mid-20s, and we lived out in the suburbs. We didn't know what we didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't stay in the cool part. We stayed out in the suburbs. So,
okay. Would you guys, let's say you work for 10 more years, right, or 50, whatever, and then want to retire. Are you inclined to want, if you left here, because I know you love it here, but if you want to try to do something different, are you inclined to go to a comparable size city, one of our really big cities, or something really different, much smaller?
It's funny. My wife and I have talked about that. We do definitely want to be near our kids. I love Lincoln Park area. Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yep.
That's where my daughter's in that area. I love that area. But I definitely could go smaller. I wouldn't mind being in a small town again. I grew up in a small town.
Yep.
something about, you know, that kind of lifestyle. So I waffle back and forth because I would miss all the big city restaurants and all the events and attractions and airport and all that you can have at your disposal. But living in a small town is kind of appealing too.
I think I still would need a bigger city. I really do. I get it that, you know, in when I had the minor league jobs before eventually I got back here, I was traveling to smaller cities, mm-hmm. and I lived in smaller cities. But, like, among the cities I would think about living in, if we said, you know, my whole family left, right? And I wanted to do something different. Like, Denver's high on that list. Seattle's high on that list. San Diego. Like, if I could find the right place in L.A., too, if I knew I was going to stay mainly in that part of L.A., okay, and didn't, let's say, have to travel on the 405 every day, you know, and I could just stay there, I think L.A. is really cool. New York, I wish I would have done New York when I was younger. I wish I would have just just stayed in a place where it was me and 30 rats and just was grinding my way through a waiter job or something like that. Just to experience like 3-4 months in New York when you're a kid. I kicked myself on that one. I wish I would have done that.
So here's what my daughter came up at one of our bar crawl stops. If money's not an issue, you have one day, 1 year, the rest, or 1 month, 1 year, the rest of your life. You get to pick three places. 1 month, I said Maui. 1 year, I said Italy. The rest of my life, I said Charleston, South Carolina.
So I'm wearing a Maui shirt today, ironically enough. I would love, and my kid, la-di-da, my oldest boy, is getting married in Maui in about 5 months.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you would contribute, like, some money. No, thankfully, it's a very, very, very small wedding. So I'm going back. That Maui Lahaina area,
it's amazing.
Is mystical, you know, and it's not like the two of us are the only people who've ever been there. But man, watching those fires, I was so saddened for the people, and the few times I've been there just to walk around there, I just thought, God, first of all, are they going to make it? Are they going to live?
Yeah.
Then can they get their businesses back? Because you know, there's so many small family-owned businesses there, and that land is incredibly expensive. My fear is whenever it gets rebuilt, and I've told it's been a really slow process, so I can't wait to go there. When I head over. I just worry that it's just going to be these national chains now.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we may have talked about this at the time, but my family, all of us, we did a family vacation there 1 month to the day we were there before the fires.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It was. I mean, it was. You said it right. Mystical, magical. That is the most special place, I think, Maui. I love it. I was just heartbroken when I saw those fires because those are institutions. I mean, these are family run. You know, whether it's the ice cream cone place, the bar restaurant. I mean, these are family owned, been there forever, and just. I hope it's not changed, but I don't think you'll have the same character that it was before.
I don't think so either. If it was a country that I visited, I'm with you in Italy. There's something about New Zealand, though. If I could pick a place, just talking to 10, 15 people visited and reading stories, New Zealand sounds like a place I could really, really like, you know, just to try that. And they've had a lot of restrictions because so many Americans have tried it out, you know. It's not like I'm saying I want to get out of America, but you're right. If it's something different, Dave, how about you? If you 1 month or 1 year, what are you doing?
1 month, 1 year. I think the answer is the same. I'm going to enjoy the lakes, the trails, the parks, the beautiful dining of Woodbury, Minnesota.
Okay.
I'm in the place I want to be.
Yes. Okay.
And the YMCA when I see you sweating there.
That's right.
Later today.
That's right. Yes. I run into Chip at the Y. What's better than that?
Did you today?
No, it's been a few months.
I do quite often, though. Yeah.
How about right now? I'm going to talk. I talked about this last week. We're all selfish on road construction. But if I said to Dave right now, wait until the 394 situation fully kicks in. And it joins 55 because it's always smart to have two major projects going on the two highways that run parallel with each other. So if you were going from Woodbury and I said, Dave, we're going to meet in Wayzata, and once that 394 thing, you'd have to get a helicopter. Honestly. 394 and 55 at the same time. What moron came up with this idea?
I have zero sympathy for you from what 94 has been through the last two summers.
I agree.
Exactly.
I agree, but you at least have alternate routes right now.
Zero sympathy.
Yeah. I got one last alternate route, and I'm sitting on it. I'm not saying it in any way right now. All right, we'll actually talk
everybody else is thinking it.
Yeah, we'll talk a little sports with Chip, because there's not a ton going on when we come back on CCO. What do you want me to talk about? How about...
Get a good stretch.
Yeah. Stretch? You want me to go stretch?
I want you to get a good stretch.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Chip, now that he's, what, 75 or something like that, he could use a good stretch. Double figures in Stretch Lab locations. I started at Stretch Lab, speaking of Highway 55, a part of Highway 55 where it's still open. Going to the Plymouth Stretch Lab. Soon I met Kevin and Zach and so many people. So I went, then I thought, can I bring my son with his health issues? Of course I could. And I would find out how selective Stretch Lab, stretchlab.com is in their training, how diligent they follow up. And by the way, if people don't hold up, they're gone. I don't walk away from Stretch Lab, whether it's a 25 or a 50-minute session, without feeling better. You can sign up for just one visit. You can sign up for monthly visits. They have all sorts of options for you. Right now, it's prime season to be outside golfing. You want to hit that 7, Aaron? Maybe hit it like 150 now. How about hitting 160? How about running a little bit longer? How about biking? How about the calves are tight or the glutes are tight, hamstrings, whatever it might be? They will work with you no matter the age, no matter your skill set. Good people. Check them out today. Stretchlab.com. We continue with our friend from the Star Tribune, Chip Scoggins, back with us. Twins get one All-Star. They get Byron. He's been great. I have no problem with that, right? I mean, Ryan's been very good. Duran has been a little bit behind both those guys. Mm-hmm. What's our guess? Four or five guys are going to drop out. They'll probably get one of the pitchers in there. But if one guy's going, I have no problem with a Byron.
No, it's Buxton for sure. I mean, he was their clear All-Star, and you're right. I mean, it happens every year. Somebody gets left out, and then four guys pull out with injuries or just want to rest or whatever, and, you know, they get added. So my hunch is Joe Ryan will wind up going. So, but I had no problem with that either.
Yeah, I think among the sports topics, which we waste so much time on, is – upset about the All-Star game omission. I mean, I guess early on if guy goes the first couple times. But after that, I don't think it's that big a deal. And if we've decided every team should get somebody, okay, that's the thing. And they had a good series against Tampa. Tampa's pretty good, but they're not very good. So a team that's not very good, I don't think – should get more than one, maybe two All-Stars. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's just two absolute slam dunks.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
The way Buxton's playing, for sure. But, yeah, I mean, they have a losing record. So it's hard to sit here and argue that, you know, there should be three guys on the team when you have the record that they have.
Now let's go to another team where the general manager slash head coach is not upset about the number of All-Stars. That's the Lynx. Cheryl Reeve runs the whole thing, and she's happy. She's unhappy, as Cheryl seemingly always is. For somebody with a hell of a track record, Cheryl is, she's cranky, she's Zimmer-like, she's, there are just certain people in sports that no matter what, they're just cranky about something, and she is cranky with great, great results. I'm not denying that in any way. But she's ticked off that she doesn't have more than two, and hey, when you're the best team in the league, I get that.
Yeah, and I guess you could make a case for McBride, probably.
That's it.
Right?
She's the player.
I mean, she's, you know, and I don't know, because how many games did she miss at the beginning of the season? I don't know if that factored into it at all. But, yeah, I mean, you could certainly make the case for her. But, I mean, how about the schedule they had, Chad?
Yeah.
When they played five games in 8 days or three and four?
It's bizarre.
who came up with that?
Yeah. It's not an Olympic year either. I kind of get it if there's something that was where they were taking a break. No.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, the way they're playing, 17-2 now, and easily have the best record in that league. And as Cheryl said last night after the game, she feels like this – she sees a lot of – she's not saying it's going to be a championship team, but she sees a lot of the same ingredients, a lot of the same qualities that from the teams that she's coached.
I mean, the difference is it's a team with a lot of good players and one superstar. Whereas that other run, there was superstar, superstar, and superstar, right? I mean, she is, and I'm not trying to downplay the talent because there's a lot of absolutely good players. Like, you know, and it's nice that they played Diamond Miller some minutes recently. But, man, it's Nafisa, and then not exactly a list of other all-stars, but they work well together, and the type of the way Cheryl Reaves wants to play, they're pulling that off. They are very well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's almost – I don't know if it's insulting to say the pieces are, you know, the sum is greater than the parts, because I think that undervalues how good the players are. I mean, obviously, probably the best player in the league and Collier, but I mean, these other players, McBride, you know, they had really, really good players on there that that play well together, and they have the chemistry and they play the system, and obviously they're very well coached. They have depth now. They play terrific defense. So it's just a team that's really well put together. And we talked about it after, you know, they come within a shot of winning the title last year, and they talked about having a chip on their shoulder with how that ended and the anger they felt from that.
It's still there.
They're putting it on the floor. They're backing it up, that's for sure.
Over the weekend, at some point, PGA gets another extension. He's having a good recruiting year, seeming a little better, but as we said the last time we talked about it, he's signing more players now than others, but he clearly has landed some top players, doing a better job in the state. What does your gut tell you? Like, what would it take for Fleck either to be in trouble or for Fleck to take another job?
Well, you're miles and miles and miles from either of those happening because Mark Cole loves him. And what he represents and what he does for the program. And I just think if you look at it, the state of college sports right now, you either want to be in one of two conferences, the Big Ten or the SEC, because both of those conferences are paying out the full freight. Oh, by the way, last week is when they started paying athletes under the House settlement on July 1st. And everything I hear is I think football is going to get around 75% of that $20.5 million. There's not many schools that are going to do that outside of those two conferences. And so that is a big deal. So, I you know, it would have to be a clear upgrade for him to leave, I think. And I just don't – I mean, he just built that, you know, house on Lake Minnetonka. I just don't see that as a possibility right now.
I think he's got two out there. He's doing more than a little real estate stuff here in town, and bravo. I mean, that's fine. And, you know, I know him a little bit just to say hello and shake his hands. I don't know. You know him way better than me, but I know friends who know him pretty well. And I hear that, like most people come here, he's smitten. He's in.
He likes it.
He's fully into the town and more.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I don't think he's just saying it to please people. I mean, I think they really do love it here.
All right, my friend. You're off for two more weeks? No, not allowed. Not allowed. All right, brother. Have a great week. Chip Scoggins, The Epstein Files. What exactly happened? Okay, we're going to play some audio. I'm a little confused about what was going on because we've got some receipts and it seems... I've got my suspicion. We'll get to that in a little bit. I don't have my suspicion about Anna Burchill and her team at American Family. I have results. Now, Amber has worked at this location with American Family for 15 years. My family has worked with this location. My father's worked with this location decades and decades and decades. Since I came back in 1990, I've only worked with this location, which Amber is now running, for 15 years. It's with American Family. You can track it down very simply. Now, don't just go to American Family. Go to TeamShoal.com. Team, you got that. And then Scholl, it's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Your car insurance. The different ways with your car insurance, you can save money. Maybe you're dealing with kids. Maybe you're dealing with a ticket. All those issues, Amber and her team can help you out. How about a condo? How about a house? We had somebody reach out last week who owns some real estate. They can help you out with all those areas. How about you've got a homeowners association? They're kind of a pain in the butt. They can help out in that area. They have a great team, and Amber is a superior person. They'll give you the best deal. Get back to you right away. TeamScholl.com.